So give up, right? People of Israel were in exile. They were not in their homeland. They had been kicked out, living far, far away, uncomfortable, controlled by somebody else. And the rule of life for them really was sadness, anger, and rage. There was no hope, really. There was no hope for the people living in exile. And Jeremiah sent a letter to them. Do your best to make it work. Build houses, plant gardens, have children. Do your best to make things better where you are right now. If you do your best to make things better where you are, things will be better for you where you are. Jeremiah gave him a pep talk, right? Just like a pep talk at halftime for a football team that did a really poor job in the first half, and maybe they're going to do better in the second half. But this is bigger than that. He was also telling the people in exile that it was time to give up on the dream of returning home and instead make home where you are. So in his pep talk, Jeremiah said, give up on your dream. Do your best with what's going on, sure. But give up on what things could be like. Give up on justice. Give up on peace. It seems like Jeremiah's got that flavoring in the reading. I wonder, okay, is it possible to make the best of things while continuing the struggle for what can be? Okay, I'm just going to answer that. Yes, sure. Is making the best of things really just settling for what is and giving up on what can be? Maybe. When is making the best of things something good, and when is it just the same as giving up? Das ist denn die Frage. And you know, when someone speaks in a different language than English, it's something very profound. Here's how that part works, though. Das ist denn die Frage. When you're having a philosophical discussion with somebody in German, and you ask the question, should we do this or should we do that? And what's better, this or that? And someone looks at you, and maybe they take their glasses or they take their mug of beer and set it down and go, das ist denn die Frage, means that is the question. Questions are good. So when is making the best of things something good, and when is it just the same as giving up? Das ist denn die Frage. It's always good to do your best. It's always good to do your best to make the best of any situation. But I don't think there's ever a time to stop working for a just and peaceful world. But do your best and make the best of what is and work hard to improve the situation that you're in is something that, you know, that's good advice, right? It's especially good advice in a world, or in our case, a country marked by caustic and toxic comments coming from people relating to their territories, politics, wedge issues. You figure it out, right? I've talked a little bit about this old book, an old little book written ages and ages ago at a time when the first followers of Jesus were just trying to figure out what it meant. All this stuff that they learned about this itinerant preacher, this cantankerous man who healed people, trying to figure out what it all meant. And so there's this book called Didache. I've said it before. It means the teaching. And Didache lays out two ways, one of life and one of death. And it says there are great differences between the two, as you might expect. The most important parts of the way of life are love the one who formed you, love your neighbor in the same manner as yourself, and do not do unto others what you yourself would not want done to you. We've heard things like that before. And then they list the teaching, lists the way of death, including murders, witchcrafts, robberies, lies, hypocrisy, deceit, turning away from the needy, oppressing the afflicted, and being prejudiced in favor of the rich and against the poor. Didache. And while reminding the earliest Jesus followers what to stay away from, it doesn't launch into caustic accusations and angry rhetoric. It's just a teaching book. Instead, it says, if these things are going on, children, may all of you be delivered from these things that are part of the way of death. And so many times in the teaching, in Didache, basic ideas appear. Do your best. Make your best efforts. If you can't do this, then try that. When it relates to baptism, I know that we don't fight a whole lot about baptism, but in Didache, they have this idea about baptism. It says, well, if you have deep water and you can dunk in there, that's good. But if you don't and you have running water, maybe use some running water. And if you don't have running water, maybe you can pour some water. And if you don't have hardly any water, use some sprinkling. And so the church has decided which way that they want to go. And Didache says, there's no reason to fight about that. Do your best. Make it work. Jeremiah delivered this pep talk to the people in exile. Do your best to make it work. Build houses, plant gardens, have children. Make things better where you are right now. If you do your best to make things better where you are, things will be better where you are. It's never right to struggle or to stop struggling for a just and peaceful world. NAI said never. It never is. There's never a time to stop working together for equality and kindness and a way for all of God's children to have enough. And the courage to continue to work for justice and the need to be persistent in that way just doesn't go away. But, here it is. There are many places in our lives, in our churches, in our communities, all over the world, where we have to put away the where's mine mentality and how come they get that and I don't thinking, and just do our best to make things work. If a people in exile, through a pep talk and other ways, can find a way to live peacefully and harmoniously with each other and with all whatever is going on around them, couldn't we figure out ways to work for good all around us? Can't we let the way of life, you know, loving God, loving each other, and staying away from doing harm to others, staying away from doing anything that we would not want done to ourselves, can't we get to that? They seem so simple, and yet, oh, everywhere. And I mean, in churches, yes, and here, yes, and in our community, yes, and in our state, and in our nation, and throughout the world, we're really good at the opposite of that. Even as we preach, even as we talk, even as we strive for living harmoniously, or we say we want to live harmoniously, and then we turn around and do something that just wrecks that chord. Can we get rid of us versus them again and again? Get rid of those attitudes. Can we stop wishing for the destruction of our enemies and our adversaries and instead pray for them? Do it every week in the prayer time. Can we really do that? Do we mean it when we say it? Can we stop arguing with our brothers and sisters even right here and instead find things that we can do together to make things better? We can. We must. We will. As we go on living. Amen.